from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Noon with Gresham Fourier.
How are ya? Hot dogs.
Is that summer season? By the way, I think we might have some sort of Twitch chat and YouTube chat battle going on right now. I'm seeing some stuff from Nightlight and Twitch about calling someone out who talks junk on YouTube or whatever. So I don't know if we have the. I don't think it's a dueling.
Play by play?
I don't even know if it's a dueling banjo situation or anything like that. It's just, I think it's a battle of chats. It's a chat battle.
I like chat battles.
So, I don't know what exactly the deal is going on there, but you can watch. Oh, that would be something. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Follow us on Twitch. You can also watch us on YouTube as well. Type in WEEI on the old live stream. Hang on here.
You're looking at this?
Yeah.
Grab it. I don't know. Listen, I'm very.
No.
You're going to lose the whole screen.
Keith us
up here.
You missed
that. He minimized it and couldn't get it back. Couldn't get the screen back up.
Oh, it was the screen went black.
You mean while I was away?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like,
handed in the mouse, and all of a sudden it's gone.
That
I go in there
is,
to fix it. It's minimized.
I mean, that's really radio nerd stuff, and it only tickles me. I don't know why. It's just, I don't know. Like, and here's the problem is now these mouses are getting all intertwined with each other. Like, we need someone to come in, like,
really
being an adult,
reset
like,
it.
Under.
Yeah. It's like Christmas lights.
Yeah, or we, we could add, like, a call screener to that side as well. But then again,
nope.
Such is life. Brock in Middleborough wants in on the Patriots. Brock, go ahead.
After hearing Brissett talk, I want Drake May to start week one even more. He did nothing to instill any confidence or excitement in anybody. I mean, what he should have said was, I was here early in my career. I've been in a bunch of different situations and circumstances since then. I feel like I'm the best quarterback, the best version of myself. I'm looking forward to getting out on the field and doing everything I can to lead the Patriots to some wins. We didn't hear anything close to that. Ugh, yuck.
Like, yeah, and
Drake May.
And Brock, and we know that a lot of that can be verbal masturbation along the way. But I need to know there's a little oomph there. I need to know that there's a little extra something, that it's just not, hi, my name is Jacoby, and I'm happy to be here for however long I'm here.
And, the next 8 weeks.
Yeah, I don't need hell, fire, brimstone. I don't need him to throw the kid under the bus. Like, I don't want this taken out of context or taken the wrong way. But I would like to hear, this is a good opportunity for me at this point in my career. A chance to start doesn't come along very often. Da, 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 da. And then if it is, hey, Jacoby played great, but the kid's ready to go, that's one thing. It sounds like it's the, well, you know what? I'm getting $8 million. I'm a nice guy. I'm happy to be here. And at some point, I'll be bumped out. So, hey, let's get this clock started.
Yeah.
That means I hate to feel that way on day one. But after listening to Brissett, that there wasn't the, hey, man, you know what? For right now, it's my job.
I want to
go prove it.
He is okay. You're right. Caller's right. You know, if you heard that, if you heard any of what we just of Jacoby Brissett's press conference, you would kind of come away with the same thing. He's already gone into the season, you know, trying to figure out when is he has to concede. When is he going to get the talk?
Hey, it's a great way of putting it.
It's it.
When does he have to concede?
He knows it's coming. It's already been predetermined.
Anything else
that he says is going to be going against what they've already asked him to do.
There is nothing wrong with Jacoby Brissett saying, I know they drafted Drake. I love Drake. We're going to battle for the job, but I'm going to make it hard on everyone. There's nothing wrong in saying that.
When have you ever heard that? Who's ever said that?
What, a quarterback saying, "I'm going to make it hard on them in making a decision."
Give me a guy. We've
heard that before. I mean, again, yeah, you want me to go die? I do believe Cam Newton said something to that effect the day Mac Jones walked through the door.
By the way,
there were people in the Twitch chat who were saying, "Wow, Jacoby Brissett kind of sounds like Cam."
Here's the thing with this is what stood out to me. Two things. Sorry, if we go back to the Jacoby Brissett,
I want to tap into the whole sucking up to each QB.
One part was like, there are no dog days. Stop it. It's humorous to think that there are dog days. They don't exist. The other aspect is, one of the aspects that is appealing, right, is that Jacoby Brissett knows the offense. He's got a head start. He has a massive advantage. He knows exactly what Van Pelt wants. Van Pelt feels really comfortable telling Jacoby what to do and also trusting Jacoby that he could, you know, push that message and those skills and those route depths and why it's all important for him, right? It's like a general on the field. And Cam Newton had the same advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton had the same advantage. Was in the offense for an entire year. Had an advantage over Mac Jones. I'm not getting off this mountain because I think it's insulting to think that Drake May can't overtake Jacoby Brissett because Cam Newton had just the same advantage. He knew the offense. He knew the lingo. He knew the language. He knew what Josh McDaniels wanted. He was dealing with a similar set of circumstances.
Do you think they ran in 2020 what they were running before and after?
But he knew the lingo. He knew the lingo. The language was the same. The terminology was the same.
Their most effective play was Cam running around the goal line, not, you know, actually running Patriots offense like we've seen.
Would you agree that both guys had the knowledge of the offense?
Oh, yeah.
And a relationship with the coordinator.
Well, you know, and that's another thing, too, that Brissett said in there that did kind of pique my interest a little bit, which was the, hey, I'm further ahead in the offense than a lot of these other guys. Huh? I thought we were kind of supposed to be on maybe a certain level of installation here, not the quarterback who has been described as the best equipped to start right now, saying, yeah, we still got guys who are, you know, I know it may be as good as anybody.
So, okay, if you really wanted a true competition where it was awkward in the meeting room and it was contentious and there was they were frenemies, right, in that type of atmosphere with quarterbacks.
Welcome to pro football.
Then you should have hired Zach Wilson. Sam Darnold.
Why Zappy's still here? He's that guy.
He's already leapfrogged Bailey Zappe. And Bailey Zappe wasn't a high draft pick and doesn't have that resume with him, but Sam Darnold does, and he's going to get a chance to start. Zach Wilson has any young quarterback that was drafted high, highly thought of, and for some reason or other didn't quite work out. Justin Fields, bring him in. You would have had an honest-to-God, real-life, different press conference from fill-in-the-blank young quarterback that still wanted to prove himself. Jacoby Brissett is not really in that mode. He is in career backup mode.
But the Patriots are also...
He's Brian Hoyer is who he is.
So much has not changed down there that even they, if they got Justin Fields, wouldn't say, oh, he's our starter.
I know, but like he's Brian Hoyer. Like this, at some point in time, you stop ever being considered a legitimate long-term answer to our problems.
And you know what?
And that's who he is.
But he's accepted that mindset.
Yeah, he
and
is
maybe
100.
That's where, yeah,
and that's why you're getting
and
this.
And that's what I guess that's the part that kind of
so
bothers
you have
me
the,
a
you
little
have
bit.
Coaches to blame. They should have lied to him.
Well,
but he's not a dope,
no,
but he knows.
No, it's not so much lie to him. There's no reason why Jacoby Brissett can't look at this and say, this is opportunity for me. Think of everything around him that isn't right. People look at the Patriots receivers and think they absolutely stink. People will look at this O-line and realize there's going to be trouble on the left side. You have a first-year offensive coordinator where Alex Van Pelt, I think people like him. I don't know if people across the league love the guy. He's never really been a head coaching candidate. Hell, some would argue this is his first time to really run the whole shop of an offense the way that the guy wants to. If Jacoby Brissett just came in here and was functional, was halfway decent, you mentioned Sam Darnold, there will be a team next year who will have the Jacoby Brissett or Sam Darnold just sitting there holding the position. And maybe that's something that it could be that could happen for this guy. Or he might look at it and say, this is my last chance to start. How can I take advantage of it? That's not usurping the organization or their thoughts. That's not, you know, engaging in subterfuge against Drake May or anything. But what again, nice guy. He gets his role. That is important. Who's challenging this football team to get better on a day-to-day and a week-to-week basis? And if they know it's this guy who's just like, yeah, I'm happy to be here for $8 million, how invested are wide receivers or people going to be? Yes, it's their job, but are they going to be like, man, I want to play for Jacoby because he's come in here and knows that he's going to lose his job at some point?
It's the situation promotes it like, the situation needs some sort of delusion. It requires, like, you know, imagination land.
A little bit.
It does,
yeah.
Because it is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
He is getting pulled. No matter what you say or hope or think, his ass is getting pulled. It's it. Everybody knows it. And I get it. He's just not. Like, he's in a different, like, you know.
No, he's accepted his fate.
It's just the way it is.
Him that. Here's what it is. It sounds like Jacoby Brissett is like, you know what? I've landed here, and I ain't going anywhere for a couple of years.
Think about it.
I might only have a one-year deal, but I think in the mind of Jacoby Brissett, it is, oh, this just isn't 1 year. This is going to be a couple of years. I'll pad the end of my career by being a backup here because I'm a nice guy.
And that's good money. If the best thing for Jacoby is to ball out, is to let it be obvious that it isn't his fault.
Yes.
I mean, and he'll get another job at another team because there will be more quarterbacks drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
And every team will want a competent, reliable, smart backup quarterback.
High paid, right? Caddy.
It's $8 to $10 million. And you may even get a 2-year, like, $20 million deal because that's how important you are.
But if it doesn't go well here, or he at least can't look halfway decent through it all because he's just accepted this whole thing, I'd like to hear a little more oomph because I don't know who is going to be the leader of this offense. Who will be the one that will set the standard? What we heard from Jacoby Brissett last hour didn't sound like someone who was going in there to say, I'm going to set the standard to then be able to hand it off to the kid. It's the, hey, it's Tuesday. How y'all doing? Hey, yeah.
I thought about maybe running some plays today. Anybody who wants to run some go routes?
Okay.
I have a couple out routes I want to work on. Who's anybody want to run? Let's go. Let's do it.
I know we have Kern coming up at 12:30. I mentioned off of the Brissett stuff, the wide receivers. They're young. They also know if everyone has just accepted the fact that eventually Drake May is going to be in there, how do you manage that if you want the ball?
Well, like I said, is you need to, I've always said, like, the smartest thing to do is to develop a really strong kinship with the quarterback. Like it just like that, you need to, like, you know, so even if you're not around, he's thinking of you, he notices you, maybe he doesn't really see you, but he knows you're there, you're getting the ball. For these quarterbacks, these wide receivers, the reality is that you need to kind of, you know, go back and forth. You need to, it's almost like a weird dating show. Like, you're showing that you're interested in Jacoby Brissett because you don't want to get kicked off, but you really have eyes for Drake May.
So you're swiping left on both?
I'm not really sure how to do that, but you're serving, you know, you're serving two masters in a way.
Is it left or right when you're on Tinder, Nick? Is it left or right for yes on, like, Tinder?
I think right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Are we to assume that Nick has not been on Tinder?
I mean, like 10 years
ago. No. Oh, was it not cool anymore?
When I was like 18.
Yeah, I assume that he was on
looking
there.
Looking for strays?
Yeah, so if you're the quarterback,
college, you gotta do what you
gotta do. So you're trying to swipe for both guys.
Yes.
But, well, here's the thing. If Jacoby Brissett is just going along to get along, then could it still be a problem?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a slippery slope. Slippery slope.
A texter just sent in, if they were going to sit Drake, they should have brought in a starting quarterback, a real one, not a backup like Brissett. The 203 for Brissett, there is no tomorrow, which makes him a very dangerous person. He's Shane Falco, please.
Oh, God, Shane Falco.
Please.
I like the reference.
I mean, I like the reference, too, but I don't think we're seeing that from I have no reason to believe Jacoby Brissett will be different than the affable, go-along-to-get-along guy that he's been. I don't know if that's good for the Patriots offense, though. We'll talk about it all. Tom Curran coming up at 12:30. Here's Billy Lanny, ready to trend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Tom Curran joining us at 12:30. He is down at Gillette today. How you doing over there?
Not bad.
Yeah, the stone is not. Yesterday, the stone bothered you. Today, yeah. And for those who don't know, Fourier is still trying to pass the kidney stone and went and found out that it's of a, it's not centimeters. That'd be too much, right?
Millimeters.
Millimeters.
Yeah, Terp has the photo, and I know I saw Terp earlier, and I was like, Terp, make sure, like, I'm people that look at this, because it looks like I had a, like a... Like an ultrasound for like, I do, well, it was an ultrasound, but
yeah,
it was not for a pregnancy.
No, thank God.
But it was like my own
and
little baby
connected
just
to many
hanging out in there. And it was funny because we just ended up in the bathroom together. We didn't go into the bathroom together.
No.
But you went in, I had to go to the bathroom. And it was funny because I was like, okay, you ready?
Oh my God.
You were forced listen and anticipate in real time.
Yeah.
As I was actually going to the bathroom.
It was.
Thinking that it would come out.
I was thinking, oh my God, this guy's going to drop. He's going to keel over. See, I think that when it eventually is going to go through, something else reactionary is going to happen to your body, whether it's like you start sweating profusely.
Probably, yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? There might be another indicator. Yesterday, you fought through. You weren't feeling great. At 1 o'clock, it was like, oh, I'm a new person.
Yeah.
But today, you're completely different than yesterday.
Well, no, it's no, I feel fine.
Yeah.
I'm just scared. Every time I go to the bathroom. And I feel comfortable saying that.
No,
it's a new time, new world. I don't have to be insecure about telling people how scared I am.
Yeah.
I fit right in.
There's no question. People are lauding Simone Biles. And,
yeah.
You know, some of the... Oh, I do
you
want to
hear it? I'm scared, okay?
By the way, I do love that maybe that whole thing with Simone Biles might have turned into them having that therapy golden retriever with them. Oh, that's right up my alley.
What?
The U.S. women's gymnastics team has a therapy golden retriever that travels with them. Oh my God. Oh, you
really?
Haven't, wait a minute. You haven't seen?
I would have mentioned
oh my
that.
God.
And big deal, nobody. I didn't even see that.
He's got his own little credential, and they put him in like an outfit for the photo, and he like sat up all proud with kind of like a smile on his face. This beautiful golden retriever.
That's.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I don't like. See, I love dogs. So I'm like, hey, I would love to bring my dog along because everybody, it's like their dogs are great. And they are like, I'm totally for that. Like, I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Name is Beacon, 3-year-old golden retriever. And I think because the handler's name is Tracy Callahan Molnar, I do believe they gave the dog on his own little credential. It says Beacon Callahan Molnar on
there. His job description is great.
What is it? What is
goodest
it?
Boy.
It is awesome.
Wait, what did you say? The goodest boy?
Goodest boy.
The goodest boy.
He's the goodest boy.
Yeah. I have a hard time mocking this.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why you would.
Well,
we had a little. Eamon brought his. Brought
you
a little,
have to mock it? Can't you just like it?
But Eamon, the director of video, brought down little Maisie yesterday, and I had a moment with her outside. She's a 7-month-old female golden retriever.
So,
made my
you,
day.
Okay, why can I? I do appreciate, but it normally something like this I would mock. I was like, what? You can't go do your job without patting a dog? You need a therapy animal to go do flips? Like, what if, like, every time a reliever came out, they ran out with their goodest dog, and then, hey, listen, you sit right next to me because I'm so nervous I can't pitch without you. It is mockable.
Well, and it's not like the dog is right there where it's like, oh, Simone Biles about to go for the gold, and she's petting a golden retriever or anything.
I just on the pommel horse.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, right. Like, the dog is the
I
dog
know,
travel. No, but I'm saying,
next?
Like, no, but for those who, like, do want to kind of jump in and laugh at this or something like that.
There will be a golden retriever on an NFL sideline soon. Absolutely.
You think?
But you know what? You know what Mac Jones needed? A best friend.
A therapy golden.
Yeah, a best friend.
Someone to talk to who could hold all the secrets.
Someone who didn't judge him.
Hey, listen.
Just loved him for who he was.
Beacon. Beacon, I got this guy, Matt Patricia, coaching me. Like, you know.
It's going to happen.
I had this guy at the bowl school who wasn't even anywhere close to this guy.
And what happens when somebody takes out their frustration on a dog and kicks it? Then what happens?
The dog is not
the there
on the floor. I mean, seriously. But you're also the guy who's like, I taught my kids a lesson by taking the cat to the pound for a day. I mean, you're a half a step away from lighting them on fire.
No way. No, I'm not mocking it. I do think it was. Listen, I'm totally about the whole. I love it when I see the dogs going to the hospital with all the kids. It's just, you know, like a kid's scared. I saw this one, therapy dog, like at the dentist. It was awesome. I want one of those at the dentist. The kid just playing with the dog's ear. He was getting like a cavity, and the kid was just, the dog just lays, puts its head
right there,
around the
yeah.
kids. It's awesome. It's so cute. I was like, man, I want that when I go to the dentist.
Well, and I think that we forget, and I want to say, like, Simone Biles might be the oldest of the Olympic gymnasts, too. Like, that one girl, Lori Hernandez, who was in the last cycle, she was, like, 16 or something like that. Now I think she's 20 doing commentary or whatever. It's like, what? What is this, like, tennis? Tennis, they always start them young. But, yeah, those, you know, they're in college or they're young and... No, I don't think, again, it's the whole, it's not for when they're there with events or anything like that. It's more of the in-between.
Okay, I know I am teasing a little, but I do like it because I can easily make a case of, hey, what would you rather have to calm yourself down? Some sort of drug? Some sort of, or like a dog that you can just pet? If both things accomplish the same goal, why not have an animal like that you can just kind of bring along with you, like a mascot?
I mean,
a hamster,
mouse,
a ferret. I always wanted a ferret.
Ugh, those things are the
little
worst.
Little ferret sits on my shoulder.
Nah, they're the worst.
It gets the keys from the guard and it unlocks me from when I'm in jail.
I mean, it's that dog's going to get a ton of run because Simone Biles is going to get a ton of run as well. But check that out, definitely.
All right. I think that's cool.
I'd love a therapy dog at EEI. That'd be great. Just when Eamon brings the golden around, man, it is the best. All right, after a month away, he is back with us. Joining us now from NBC Sports Boston, was down at Gillette today where they were doing a lot of talking. Our guy, Tom E. Curran. Tommy, how are you, friend?
Tremendous. How are you, boys?
Good, good. I want to start with Jacoby Brissett because he seems like, Tommy, the nicest guy on the planet. He also, though, has a chance to be a starter in the NFL, and it sounds like he has already decided, well, whenever the change is going to happen, regardless of how I play, like, hey, it's going to happen. It's as if he has accepted his fate. I don't need Jacoby Brissett to come in and rattle the trees necessarily, but at least sound like, hey, I'm the starter. I'm the quarterback. I want to lead this group. I'd like to be a part of setting the standard here. I'm curious for how you took what Jacoby Brissett said today, because to me anyway, it sounded like somebody who's going in as a backup knowing he's just a backup.
Well, I think he might be realistic, and that's kind of the position that he's been in throughout his NFL career. So if they were looking for fire and brimstone, you know, they might have wanted to roll it back to Ryan Fitzpatrick. And as I heard you guys discussing that, that was who I thought of. You know, you think back to 2020 when Tua was drafted by the Miami Dolphins and Ryan Fitzpatrick was the starter. And he actually played pretty well with a team that was disgusting the year before. So they then started shuttling in and out Tua Tagovailoa with Ryan Fitzpatrick when the team was still mildly competent. And that led to a little bit of chaos on the team and with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think in a way, for the development of the player, maybe you do want someone who's a little bit more realistic about what they're there for. Because that is expressly what Jacoby Brissett is there for. If you wanted somebody to come and fight for their job, as repellent as the idea of Mac Jones is to the general populace in Massachusetts, he would have been the guy to keep around because he would have fought tooth and nail to keep the job and to keep Drake May on the bench. I just think that's who Jacoby Brissett is. I don't think you're going to necessarily have, we just punched in the clock tenor set by him as a result. But realistically, this is a developmental year for the entire team, a foundational season, as Mayo termed it when he spoke today. So, you know, I heard Christian say, you know, I need a little bit of delusion here. And I don't discount that notion either, but we're getting a dose of realism, I think, in 2024 that the Patriots are giving people to digest.
You know what? The Ryan Fitzpatrick is a great example. I can't believe because that is that whole atmosphere that was created. Guys picking sides, loyalty to the guy. And then you have this young guy. This guy doesn't know anything. They don't want that.
Minshew went to Jacksonville and said, "Hey, I'm going to make it hard on him."
Yeah,
type thing.
And they don't want that.
But then who sets the standard for the offense, Tom?
I think Alex Van Pelt might be the most important person in the entire organization right now, and I think Alex Van Pelt is the one who's going to set the standard. So, like it or not, and when he was hired, I did like it because I didn't think there was enough experience with the other candidates, the Nick Cayley's, Shane Waldron's. I like the fact that you have an older guy who understands where he is in the league at his age. And as Brissett said, he's consistent every day. So I think Van Pelt sets the standard. We're going to see how it looks. And what I'm fascinated by, guys, when Mayo says, yeah, we're not putting him in bubble wrap. It's a competition. Brissett's the starter. But we're not setting any limits on May. What we'll watch is how do the reps get divided? Yeah. If it's a competition from jump, or at least near jump, that means you're going to see May in with the ones frequently. That means you're going to see May getting nearly as many reps as Jacoby Brissett. And I just don't think that that's going to happen. I think they might be saying it's a competition, but if you hit them with the truth serum, they might say it's a competition. But we don't think he's going to beat him out by September 7th or whatever it is, 9th.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for the season. I know people say that all the time, but I just love just the unpredictability and the newness of everything. It's just kind of fun for me personally. Speaking of delusion, Matthew Judon and a new contract. I know Gerard Mayo referenced that for Gotcho and Judon. Do you think this is something that is going to get done soon? And if so, do you think everyone's going to be happy?
What's interesting is how penal the fine system is for guys who don't practice or don't report. So both of these guys are going to be there. How much do they partake? Is it a hold in from either player? Judon, you know, participated in minicamp. So if he's going to trend through, then I would think he's going to participate in training camp. He needs a raise. He's not making enough money relative to what's going to be expected of him. The salary cap is ballooned. The Patriots have money. Top 10 to 12 pass rushers are paid $20 million. He shouldn't be looking for that as a 32-year-old coming off an injury. But he was an effective player last year before he got hurt. So I would imagine the Patriots will get something done with him because, again, we had this conversation last night. Do you think if Bill Belichick was here, Judon would be already done in some way? I kind of think he would be because Bill would probably be in a kind of make or break season himself and wouldn't want the distraction and would want the best team on the field that he can get. But to me, I think this is also a place where the Patriots front office might be saying, okay, well, what are we about? The guys we've given extensions to are all guys going into their second contracts. They're not the same situations as Judon and Godshaw. Those are guys who were fourth-round picks like Stevenson or sixth-round picks like Onwen, who were second-round picks like Duggar. Those guys have never gotten paid. How do they deal with the Judons and the Godshaws will be interesting to watch.
Well, Tommy, do you think that because there was a repurposing for Judon last year, it kind of empowers a guy like Godshaw to ask this year? And that leads to the, and you kind of got there a little bit, but I'm curious for how fine a needle does Elliot Wolf need to thread here to make sure he doesn't become the guy that everybody runs to get a new contract whenever they want one, but also handle business as it needs to be done. What's the danger level for Elliot Wolf handling this?
Yeah, that's a great question because I remember back when Mankins and Wilfork both had contract issues and Wilfork got done and Mankins actually stood at the podium and said, well, I guess I need to say more and make a bigger fuss about things and then I'll get my contract. So that does exist. You know, if these guys get their contracts, well, what's the difference with, I don't even know who's got an expiring contract, you know, Jonathan Jones, who's probably not going to say boo about his contract. But, you know, for instance, if every player is saying, I feel like relative to the rest of the league, salary cap's gone up, I should be making more, and they have the money to do so, I'm going to go up there. It's a very good point because at some point you also have to say, you know, we signed you to a contract. We need to honor that contract to an extent too. And I think that's existing more with Godshaw right now than it does with Judon.
So question for you because this was asked of me. And I'm curious what you will say now that camp is like officially starting. What do you think the team is going to miss most about Bill? Like, what aspect of Bill do you think they will miss most?
The ability to look at somebody and say he knows exactly what he's doing. He's done this for 50 years. That, to me, even when he was making decisions in the past few years that were head-scratching, you still had, in Bill We Trust, whether it was players, fans, media, the ability to always... You know, last year I said the Patriots were going to be a good team because I believed that they would return to being a smart, don't beat yourself type of team that would fix its offensive woes and play well because I had seen it happen for 23 years with Bill. You know, with Mayo, it's harder to suspend doubt because he hasn't done things. So I think that blind faith that everything's going to be fine is something that's going to exist, you know, that won't exist in the same way that it did. I think that that will be, you know, guys are going to be evaluative of, well, how are these new guys doing? As we all are with anybody we start working with. How is this person? First impressions are going to matter, and that's why I think these first couple of weeks of camp will matter in terms of tempo, intensity, pace. All those things have to look on point and professional and organized.
Tommy, I know for us brainy smarties, we talk about the game a little differently. I think for most fans, left tackles are like kickers. You realize you don't have one when you see it with your own eyes. Who gets the left tackle nod to start? And other than Andrews and you got Onwenu, who did move inside to right guard, how do you see Onwenu fitting into whatever plan they come up with around David Andrews?
It was interesting at the end of minicamp on the very last day, they did some shuffling along the offensive line that was either getting reps for guys or saying, we don't like the way it's looked so far. Let's get a look at these guys. And we're going to see in the first couple of weeks of camp, first shot will go to Okorafor. That was something that Elliot Wolf said would happen. He's the free agent from Pittsburgh who the Patriots signed, who's only played right tackle. So he's making a switch, as is Caden Wallace, the third round pick from Penn State. So both of those guys will have an opportunity. There's a competition there. But again, what's interesting to me is the line that Gerard Mayo and the entire team has to kind of tightrope between, are we developing players or are we establishing team-wide competency so that we can be competitive in the early part of the season? You know, you can say, all right, we're going to get Drake May a whole crap load of reps and give him every opportunity to win the job. But in doing so, are you sacrificing the reps with Jacoby Brissett and getting the team under Alex Van Pelt in the position that you wanted? So you can develop Caden Wallace, but is that going to come at the sacrifice of Okorafor not being out there and getting, you know, assimilated to left tackle for the first time in his career?
That's a great point from our guy Tom Curran, who is back in the saddle with us once again. Tommy, thank you, friend. We appreciate it. We'll catch you next week.
All right. Good to be back. Well, see you.
There
see
we
you
go. Tomorrow. And we'll be there tomorrow. We'll see you down there tomorrow, our guy Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston. That is an interesting point that he makes at the end. And we've talked about a lot of the there's going to be the hypocrisy that we will see this year of the something is said, but something else is done, you know, that kind of stuff. That is an interesting one. Are you trying to put the best five offensive linemen out there, or are you trying to put the best five offensive linemen out there while still developing two of them at the same time? Like, are you doing what is best for the now, or are you doing what is kind of much more best for the future, which then ties into a Drake May decision? Because if you go with Caden Wallace at left tackle, who's a rookie and never played there in college, and Tomlinson at guard or Mafi or someone like that, those are two guys that are just thrown together that you hope one guy can just do the job, let alone being able to combo it up on that side. And to me, that factors in. Like, one of the first things we're going to be looking at tomorrow is what does left tackle look like?
And I want somebody to ask him that question.
Apparently it was, intelligence we were receiving from our ground sources.
Okay.
Or mutually thin dinks that
we'll
know
be on the ground tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we can get at least a little bit of that.
Go ahead.
I took my basketball area and we are adding pickleball. But what I'm not going to do is what we're going to tell you about what some people are doing relative to playing pickleball for the lighter side of sports next.
Time now for the lighter side of sports, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss on Gresh and Fourier.
Time for the lighter side of sports, sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Time for you to do a 180 with your weight. Go to awaken180weightloss.com. Listen, you can improve your golf game real quick by losing some weight, if that is something you are interested in. So I've talked about Fourier, how I have it's just short of a half court. I do believe I got 40 by 40, basically, in the back where, like, right where the three-point line on the corners would be. There's kind of not enough room or whatever, but it's all lined and everything, and it looks good. You can play some hoop. I got the hoop that goes, you know, up to 11 feet or down to like 7.5 or whatever. Yeah, it's called a Goalzilla, I think.
Oh, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, we got that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so we had this area. Of course, I go away on vacation last week. We come back, and there's a package there. And it says pickleball net. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Oh, we got stuff to be able to play pickleball. Come on, we're going to set up on a basketball court. And we're like 2 feet short on each end of hitting the 15 feet in the second zone and all the, for anybody who's ever played pickleball, right? So we're going to get into that eventually. I'm thinking of having white lines maybe put down so that you have the black lines if you're playing basketball, and then you have the white ones if you're playing pickleball or something like that. Then Fourier brings to my attention this Instagram post from an account called The Kitchen Pickleball. And I'm sure we'll get it up there on the old Twitch soon enough, but nude pickleball is taking off, ladies and gentlemen. According to the kitchenpickle.com, nudist resorts across the U.S. are experiencing a surge, as you could see right there.
A huge surge.
In popularity for nude pickleball. These clothing-optional destinations are expanding their pickleball facilities and hosting tournaments to meet the demand, with enthusiasts finding it a comfortable and freeing way to enjoy the sport.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Oh, it's just so too funny to me because I see this story and I'm like, oh, I like pickleball. I'm not obsessed with it like some people are. But the thought of playing sports naked does not appeal to me at all. Like, zero aspect of running around, chasing a ball, playing basketball, golfing, whatever. Like, none of it's appealing to me. Like, what if you fall down? What if you trip? Like the thing, there's nothing is contained.
Oh!
Everything's flopping all over the place. Look at these guys. It's
Terp at pickleball found. I mean,
I have no desire.
That's a 70-year-old man who's buck naked playing pickleball.
Listen, I get the freedom of being naked and running around and I feel liberated. I have no clothes on.
Good job on that, Terp.
But don't you just what's the appeal of playing the sport? The sport naked, I feel like it's a little extra step that I have no desire to do that.
Well, there is, and Nick and Billy get in on this. I think there might be a psychological component to it, meaning you're proud of your hammer and you want to show it.
Not always, though.
But I know
not
that for
always.
Some of
not
these
not everybody's
olds,
well endowed enough to be proud of it. Some guys shouldn't be doing it based on the size of their member.
And that's the thing. Like, they don't know. Maybe they just have unbelievable confidence in themselves or something.
And this is how they prove it? Hey, I have so much confidence.
Yeah.
I'm willing to play pickleball naked.
I think there
is. Saves money on their diapers.
Well, there is. You can just go right off the edge of the court, and then you're okay there, unless you're passing a stone, and then there might be a problem.
It's just nothing. Like, am I alone on this?
No, it is weird. And now, then again,
all over the place. What if you fall? What if you go for it? Like, it's in the kitchen. You try to go dive.
You think skinning your knees bad?
Oh, exactly. It's my point. I feel like it just doesn't make any sense. Like, the damage that can be done is not worth the liberation of it.
Yeah. I also do wonder about ladies with a large upper deck.
Yeah.
And like, if you, like...
It's not comfortable.
But if you, like, go to reach high... Are you getting
three paddles?
No, but are you getting a black eye? You know what I mean? Like, if you like jump up, are you like bonk? Oh my God.
Pulls out her breast and she's juggling them.
That's why there are sports bras. That's why there's compression shorts. That's why guys wear jocks. That's why they do it. There's nothing appealing about. Even if I'm like really well endowed. That's where I would want it strapped down more.
Who would be the one person at EEI who would play naked pickleball?
Wiggy, definitely.
Oh.
Wiggy, absolutely. Yeah, I'm all about it.
Well, I thought Greg right away. Because Greg has, you know, supposedly these young ladies. He's allegedly been invited for threesomes and things like that.
This is a tell them, don't show them type of line, though.
This is a, all right, you know.
I think Greg is probably the least likely to go naked at a all-nude beach. The least unlikely.
The least unlikely? Does that mean you're the most likely?
Least likely. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Flip it. Reverse it.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
There was a lot in there. The least likely to go butt naked at a nudist beach is Greg Hill.
We are beach sexers.
Yeah. Wiggy's.
You're right. Wiggy would play naked pickleball.
You would say, who wants to get? And then Wiggy would have his clothes off running into the water.
I don't know. I think,
or maybe he's afraid of sharks. I don't know.
I don't know. I think
or water,
or maybe what it is, it'd just be Greg naked with the photo like we showed there of the pickleball covering up the stuff, and then he walks away from the photo.
But Greg's about maybe about a couple years away from that. by the way. I mean,
yeah, one of those guys in that photo that we showed was younger, and one was older.
Why did he have to be nude though?
Well, it's a nudist beach.
Well, that's the other thing too. You got to be a certain kind of person to sign up to be like, hey, I'm going to spend. You know, I just came off a great vacation. I didn't think about, oh, maybe before my wife and I, we should go to a nudist colony or something.
Yeah, the funny thing about this one the funny thing about this picture that Turp brought up is the dudes are butt naked, right? And then the one guy decides that he should wear. I don't know if Turp's bringing it up or not. Or that is important is some little sleeve he's got on his elbow. It was wristbands and
you gotta wipe your brow.
Exactly. What are you gonna do? Like if it's
you wanna see me naked? It costs you $20.
I love it.
Oh man.
Somebody in the 413 says, without question, Courtney, she once said she wanted to pose in Playboy. That is from the 413 text.
Listen, I've been on those Playboy shoots. I've been there.
Oh, no.
I witnessed them myself. They actually kicked me out.
Well, you were.
I was pacing back and forth.
I'm sure you were.
Like, this guy looks hungry. Like, you took your clothes off. Yeah, they made me leave.
I thought there was going to be a fluffer here.
Yeah. You know what the worst sport to play naked if you're dudes?
Beach volleyball.
No. Basketball.
Or skateboarding. Yep. You're wiping out.
Oh, skateboard. But basketball, like, if you're, like, playing defense.
Which balls are dribbling?
He's like, you're posting up some dude.
Oh, and he's backing you down?
Oh, gross. Oh, I got you. Oh, disgusting.
That is a...
This sucks.
You can't do a crossover.
It's disgusting.
Didn't Dennis Rodman try this?
Butt naked basketball? Man.
No.
Oh, the crossover.
Yeah, the backing down.
Yeah.
Greg doesn't even take his shirt off at the beach, according to the 617.
Really?
There we go. So anyway, oh boy. Well, naked pickleball, folks, coming to an area near you, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's why I don't wear pajamas. I sleep in the nude.
Oh, there you go.
That's a step away from the beach.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to go. Well, I have a t-shirt that you're just going to get all tangled up in.
T-shirt, no pants, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
There you go.
Pooh Bear style.
Nothing wrong with that, or just take it all off. Final hour of Gresham Fauria. What did Gerard Mayo say earlier today? We'll take a listen next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Time now for The Lighter Side of Sports. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss on Gresh and Fauria.
Time for The Lighter Side of Sports, sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Time for you to do a 180 with your weight. Go to awaken180weightloss.com. Listen, you can improve your golf game real quick by losing some weight, if that is something you are interested in. So I've talked about Fauria, how I have a, it's just short of a half court. I do believe I got 40 by 40, basically. In the back where, like, right where the three-point line on the corners would be, there's kind of not enough room or whatever, but it's all lined and everything, and it looks good. You can play some hoop. I got the hoop that goes, you know, up to 11 feet or down to, like, 7.5 or whatever. Yeah, it's called a Goalzilla, I think.
Oh, yeah,
or something.
Yeah, we got that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we had this area. Of course, I go away on vacation last week. We come back, and... there's a package there, and it says pickleball net. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Oh, we got stuff to be able to play pickleball. Come on, we're going to set it up on a basketball court. And we're like 2 feet short on each end of hitting the 15 feet in the second zone and all the, for anybody who's ever played pickleball, right? So we're going to get into that eventually. I'm thinking of having white lines maybe put down so that you have the black lines if you're playing basketball, and then you have the white ones if you're playing pickleball or something like that. Then Fourier brings to my attention this Instagram post from a from an account called The Kitchen Pickleball. And I'm sure we'll get it up there on the old Twitch soon enough. But nude pickleball is taking off, ladies and gentlemen. According to the kitchenpickle.com, nudist resorts across the U.S. are experiencing a surge, as you can see right there.
A huge surge.
In popularity for nude pickleball. These clothing optional destinations are expanding their pickleball facilities and hosting tournaments to meet the demand, with enthusiasts finding it a comfortable and freeing way to enjoy the sport.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
Oh, it's just so too funny to me because I see this story and I'm like, oh, I like pickleball. I'm not obsessed with it like some people are. But the thought of playing sports naked does not appeal to me at all. Like zero aspect of running around, chasing a ball, playing basketball, golfing, whatever. Like none of it's appealing to me. Like what if you fall down? What if you trip? Like the thing, there's nothing is contained.
Oh!
Everything's flopping all over the place. Look at these guys. It's
Terp at pickleball found. I mean,
I have no desire.
That's a 70-year-old man who's buck naked playing pickleball.
Listen, I get the freedom of being naked and running around and like, I feel liberated. I have no clothes on.
Good job on that, Terp.
But don't you just like, I mean, what's the appeal of playing the sport? The sport naked, I feel like it's a little extra step that I have no desire to do that.
Well, there is, and Nick and Billy get in on this. I think there might be a psychological component to it, meaning you're proud of your hammer and you want to show it.
Not always, though.
But I know
not
that
always.
For some of
not
these
everybody's
olds,
well endowed enough to be proud of it. Some guys shouldn't be doing it based on the size of their member.
And that's the thing. Like, they don't know. Maybe they just have unbelievable confidence in themselves or something.
And this is how they prove it? Hey, I have so much confidence.
Yeah.
I'm willing to play pickleball naked.
I think there
saves money on their diapers.
Well, there is. You can just go right off the edge of the court, and then you're okay there, unless you're passing a stone, and then there might be a problem.
It's just nothing. Like, am I alone on this?
No,
like,
it is weird. And now, then again,
like
these
flopping
are
all over the place. What if you fall? What if you go for it? Like, it's in the kitchen. You try to go dive.
You think skinning your knee's bad?
Oh, exactly. It's my point. I feel like it just doesn't make any sense. Like, the damage that can be done is not worth the liberation of it.
Yeah. I also do wonder about ladies with a large upper deck.
Yeah.
And like, if you, like,
it's not comfortable.
But if you, like, go to reach high, are you getting, like,
three paddles?
No, but are you getting a black eye? You know what I mean? Like, if you, like, jump up, are you like, bonk? Oh, my God.
She pulls out her breast, and she's juggling them.
That's why there are sports bras. That's why there's compression shorts. That's why guys wear jocks. That's why they do it. There's nothing appealing about. Even if I'm, like, really well endowed, that's where I would want it strapped down more.
Who would be the one person at EEI who would play naked pickleball?
Wiggy, definitely.
Oh.
Wiggy, absolutely. I'm all about it.
Well, I thought Greg right away. Because Greg has, you know, supposedly these young ladies. He's allegedly been invited for threesomes and things like that.
This is a tell them, don't show them type of line,
though.
No, but this is a,
all right, you know.
I think Greg is probably the least likely to go naked at a all-nude beach. The least unlikely.
The least unlikely? Does that mean you're the most
least likely?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, flip it. Reverse it.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
There was a lot in there. The least likely to go butt naked at a nudist beach is Greg Hill.
We are beach sexers.
Yeah. Wiggy's.
You're right. Wiggy would play naked pickleball.
You would say, who wants to get? And then Wiggy would have his clothes off running into the water.
I don't know. I think,
or maybe he's afraid of sharks. I don't know.
I think,
or water,
or maybe what it is, it'd just be Greg naked with the photo like we showed there of the pickleball covering up the stuff, and then he's like, then he walks away from the photo.
But Greg's about a couple years away from that. By the way, I mean,
one of those guys in that photo that we showed was younger, and one was older.
Why does he have to be nude though?
Well, it's a nudist beach.
Well, that's the other thing too. You got to be a certain kind of person to sign up to be like, hey, I'm going to spend, you know, I just came off a great vacation. I didn't think about, oh, maybe before my wife and I, we should go to a nudist colony or something.
Yeah, the funny thing about this one
butt
picture.
Ass, make it.
The one picture, the funny thing about this picture that Turp brought up is the dudes are butt naked, right? And then the one guy decides that he should wear. I don't know if Turf's bringing it up or not, or that is important, is some little sleeve he's got on his elbow. It's like little, like,
wristbands.
And it's just,
well, you got to wipe your brow.
Exactly. What are you going to do? Like, if you, it's.
You want to see me naked? It costs you $20.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Somebody in the 413 says, without question, Courtney, she once said she wanted to pose in Playboy. That is from the 413 texter.
Listen, I've been on those Playboy shoots. I've been there.
Oh, no.
I witnessed them myself. They actually kicked me out.
Well, you were.
I was pacing back and forth.
I'm sure you were.
Like, this guy looks hungry. Like, you took your clothes off. Yeah, they made me leave.
I thought there was going to be a fluffer here.
Yeah. You know what the worst sport to play naked if you're dudes?
Beach volleyball.
No. Basketball
or skateboarding, you're wiping out.
Oh, skateboard! But basketball, like if you're like playing defense,
which balls
the guys
are dribbling?
He's like, you're posting up some dude.
Oh, and he's backing you down.
Oh, gross. Oh, disgusting!
That is a
this
you
sucks.
Can't do a crossover.
It's disgusting.
Didn't Dennis Rodman try this?
Butt naked basketball? Man.
No.
Oh, the crossover.
Yeah, the backing down.
Yeah.
Greg doesn't even take his shirt off at the beach, according to the 617.
Really?
There we go. So anyway, oh boy. Well, naked pickleball, folks, coming to an area near you, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's why I don't wear pajamas. I sleep in the nude.
Well, there
that's
you go.
A step away from the beach.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to go. Well, I have a t-shirt that you're just going to get all tangled up in.
T-shirt, no pants, Winnie the Pooh Bear.
There you go.
Pooh Bear style.
Nothing wrong with that, or just take it all off. Final hour of Gretchen Fourier. What did Gerard Mayo say earlier today? We'll take a listen next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.